This is WBAA. I'm Mike Lowitzo. The Indiana Space Grant Consortium is part of a national network that promotes STEM education. It's done through cooperative and interdisciplinary programs while recruiting and training the next diverse workforce. Purdue professor Barrett Caldwell is the director and joins me in the studio to talk about the effort. Thanks for coming in.
Well, thank you.
I just gave a brief description of the consortium, but talk a little bit, if you will, about the overall goal you have and how you achieve that.
Indiana Space Grant Consortium, or INSGC, is a program funded out of NASA, out of the Office of Education, rather than out of the other mission directorates. And our job is to foster and emphasize science, technology, engineering, and math, or STEM, education at the K-12 and university level, literacy involvement, STEM workforce development as well. So we support everything from kids programs like Dr. Kaboom that was just here to undergraduate scholarships and graduate fellowships, not just at Purdue, but at 15 universities around the state. We also work with several of our science museums and Challenger Learning Centers and making sure that what we're emphasizing works for the citizens of Indiana and the general public. The industry and the STEM capabilities of our companies in the state, and overall developing a qualified, literate workforce that can work at NASA or the contractors or here in Indiana in the high-tech workforce or advanced manufacturing or aerospace competitiveness.
What's your assessment of how things have gone? For years, you hear math and science, U.S. students are underperforming the other countries. And then past couple of years, it's sort of taken on the STEM moniker. What's your assessment? How are things right now?
I think one of the things that the STEM discussion has highlighted is that it's become okay to express a level of fear or disinterest or even discrediting of scientific literacy. So if I came in and we talked in an interview, and I said, yeah, I can't really read past the second grade level. Ha, ha, ha. You know, isn't that funny? But I never needed complex sentences. People would start to wonder about whether or not I could actually participate effectively. But we actually make very similar statements about someone's ability to do math,
yeah,
or someone's ability to understand a general physics or biology principles. And I think that's scary, because those disciplines are all around us, and we need to understand them in order to make intelligent decisions. Everything from which food should I buy to should I take care of myself and get a flu shot now, or should I risk something else? What's the danger of making the wrong investment decision? These are all ways that STEM affects everybody's lives every day, you know. Everything from how well do we do precision farming? When do we plant next spring? What's the long-term weather forecast? All of those have direct NASA applications. And a lot of people are using NASA science output, NASA technologies every day. And unfortunately, they don't recognize that.
Are you all involved then with helping to set standards for the state? I know there's this debate of Common Core, but statewide standards come and go, I think, a couple of years.
And they do. And I have sat in a couple of discussions where those issues are being batted back and forth. As a representative of a federal agency, I couldn't make any specific statements about that one way or the other. I would also say that my perspective as someone who lives in Indiana, someone who has benefited from a very, very good STEM education, as well as an arts and creativity education, I actually don't know enough to say, here's what should work in Jasper County. Here's what should work in Warren County. Here's what should work in LaPorte. And it's a concern. It very much is a concern that we are not doing a good enough job, not just as a nation, but here in Indiana. Well, I think even our best prepared students come to Purdue, for instance, and find themselves challenged when they are working and studying and interacting on a national and world stage. So I'm not afraid of the challenge, but I certainly do want the students to be able to come in well enough prepared to take on that challenge and be some of the best engineers on the planet.
Does the Indiana Space Grant Consortium have a website? Is there more information online?
Yes, you can reach us. The easiest one to remember is www.insgc.org.
Barrett Caldwell is a professor of industrial engineering and director of the Indiana Space Grant Consortium. Thanks so much for coming in.
Well, thank you for having me.
You're listening to WBAA. I'm Mike Lowitzow.